Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am back with more or less theory, so let's get started. Here I am, back again. Tom Stilt with Once Again. Muffled gibberish. I just hope Amy got the exposure she needed. Now, where is she?
And soon after.
Oomph!
Amy keeps viciously sucking on your lips.
What the fuck came over her? She's acting like an animal.
Your clothes are practically hanging by a strand.
Fuck, we're not gonna make it inside.
Feeling the doorknob, you open the door to Amy's room. You stumble inside, too drunk to keep balance. Too late. Your feet tangle, and in the next second, you're on the floor.
Ouch. Damn, woman.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna disappear.
I'm pretty impatient.
I can see that.
I've been thinking about you all day long.
She was.
And when I did, I had to keep touching myself to calm down.
She what? Holy fuck. She got enough exposure. She got more than enough exposure.
Her lips are back on yours in an instant. As her hands trail over your torso.
This needs to go.
Quite quickly, she removes your shirt.
Better.
Amy's lips find their way to your neck, gently sucking on it.
Shit, she knows her way around a man's body.
Trailing her lips down your torso, her fingers keep exploring your body. Slowly coming above the hem of your jeans, she stops.
Roadblock.
She licks your skin above the hem, undoing the buttons.
Fuck, Amy.
In ecstasy, your head falls back.
God, her tongue feels amazing. Can't wait until she licks.
With the pants out of the way, your dick is standing in its full glory.
He's huge. Wish I knew how to actually swallow that thing whole. It's almost the size of my head.
Leaning down, her moist breath gently caresses your shaft.
Amy, stop teasing. She really enjoys doing that.
What are you talking about?
Grasping your dick. She gently slaps herself with it.
You're unbelievable.
And you seem stressed.
A gentle massage should help you.
Relax.
Saying this, her hands start stroking, making you squirm with each stroke.
Shit! Oh, here we go, guys. Amy, faster.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Please.
Okay. Only because you asked nicely.
Picking up the speed, but only a little.
Doesn't mean I'll go easy on him, though.
Coyly, Amy starts blowing warm air, agitating you even more than before.
Fuck, I'm gonna lose it. I can't do this anymore.
Suddenly, you grasp over Amy's hand, pumping it faster.
Cheating.
You're killing me.
Fine. I'll allow it this time.
Getting into it, Amy can't hide the little smirk sneaking onto her face.
Mm.
Waves of pleasure toss you into a state of complete bliss.
I should stop teasing him. He could easily get me back. How about...
Huh?
Her lips soon finding their way around the tip of your cock.
For fuck!
God, I love his reactions. God, it's so tasty. Hoped I could fit his entire length in my mouth. But there's still so much of him. I don't think I'll be able to take in more.
Pushing your dick deeper into her mouth, you start moving. Suddenly, your hand moves, grabbing hold of Amy's head.
Ah! Fuck!
Constantly squirming, you manage to lean onto a remote and turn on Amy's TV.
Ah! Fuck me! Give me dick! What you watching? Shouldn't I be the one asking you that? Oh, she didn't say it. Interesting.
Whoops.
Your eyes stay on the screen too long for Amy's liking.
You like what you see?
Oh, I couldn't help but imagine your tits around my cock like that.
Sensually getting up to her feet, Amy smiles devilishly as she tugs on her dress. Dropping her dress ever so slowly.
Fucking hell!
Like what you see?
Like? Wait. Why do I remember her wearing underwear? But I'm certain she didn't have any before. Especially seeing how she has nothing now. Maybe it's because of something I do that changes it up. Huh, ain't that weird.
I don't think mine are that big. But I can try.
You're joking, right? Your tits are amazing.
Oh? You like? Well then, here's some fan service.
Bouncing herself on her tippy toes, you watch as her chest jiggle with each movement.
Jiggles. Jesus. He's not here right now.
Now, get on the bed.
Following Amy's instructions, without objections, you sit on the bed. Spreading your legs, Amy gets in between.
This should help you concentrate.
Gently pressing her tits around your cock. She starts stroking your dick, making you groan in delight.
This is turning me on so much. I'm choking him off with my boobs.
Grr. Making these weird caveman noises. Me ook. Yes, there!
Your eyes move back to the TV screen, unable to stop looking.
Hey!
Uh-oh. Sorry, it's really distracting.
How can he watch that when I'm right in front of him?
Uh-oh, here we go.
After this, he won't be able to take his eyes off me. Keep your eyes here, got it? Only here.
She pumps your dick against her hard nipple. Suddenly, she slides your cock in between her tits again, stroking it.
Amy.
Not enough.
To add a bit more to the ecstasy, her lips envelop your dick once again.
Ugh.
You thrust your hips up, wanting more.
It almost sounds like the grunts in Doom, you know, they go, ugh! The old Doom, you know?
Your tip feeling the warmth of her wet mouth.
Shit!
How was that?
Better than TV, that's for sure.
Since you chose wisely, here's another surprise.
Amy stands up, using your legs for stability.
Your dick is twitching pretty hard.
I might just lose it if you don't come back.
Just you wait.
Centrally tracing her hands over her exposed pussy, Amy smiles devilishly.
Get ready to regret your words.
Amy positions herself, her ass coming right above your cock.
What's wrong with me and ass slapping?
Controlling yourself for now, you only grab her hips, urging Amy to lower her ass closer to your dick.
Eager?
Hi.
Not waiting for your response, Amy drops her ass even lower, sliding it up and down your cock. Using as much strength as you can muster, you lift her ass up, inciting her to move faster. Her ass cheeks moving against your cock at unimaginable speed.
Oh, I can't wait for his dick to...
Unable to keep up, you fall back down onto the mattress.
I'm using all my strength and holding back.
She sways her hips, gliding her pussy against your cock.
Shit.
Her juices oozing over your cock, lubricating it perfectly. Unable to endure this torture any longer, you pounce back up.
What's...
Guiding your cock onto her entrance, Amy keeps teasing you as she did only moments ago.
No.
Yes?
His dick is right there. I just need to... Will he even fit? Oh, fuck it.
Losing the last bits of control, Amy pushes herself down, your cock stretching her pussy wide open.
Fucking hell, her pussy is so tight!
You sink your fingers into Amy's waist, squeezing her.
Look at yourself, so cock hungry.
Amy grinds against you, getting used to your cock.
You rip that.
Oh, there's more.
A sneaky hand goes under Amy's thigh, lifting her leg up, making Amy lean her back further against your torso.
Your dick. It's moving inside me.
It's technically what it does.
Gently, you keep thrusting and stretching her soaking pussy.
Fuck me. Fuck.
I want to try going deeper.
Pushing Amy up and down your shaft, fill the air as you suck on her nipple, her pussy squeezing with each thrust, bringing her to new levels of ecstasy. She leans forward, her legs landing on the mattress.
Yuck! Shit!
Supporting your weight with your arms, you enjoy the sight in front of you.
Yes!
Amy bounces her ass onto your dick, wanting you deeper. You thrust your hips, causing Amy to fall forward. She catches herself last second, holding herself up.
Too much force.
Whoops.
But not enough.
Bouncing herself against your hard cock, Amy's delightful whimpers fill your ears. Joining in, you sink your fingers into her soft flesh.
Oh, God! Oh.
With unimaginable speed, your thrusts penetrate deeper into Amy's burning depth, rubbing against her drenched walls, pushing her to new levels of ecstasy. Vivid with pure lust. You watch mesmerized, almost shocking from the intense desire emitting from Amy's body.
Fuck! She's squeezing me for dear life!
Despite the intoxicating pleasure, you push beyond your limits, thrusting with otherworldly speed. You again take Amy by surprise and lift her back up.
Oh, wait!
Your back crashes on the mattress, Amy landing on top of you.
My dick is still so deep down your pussy. Are you really this cock deprived?
Oh.
I'll take that as a yes.
Shrieks from the sheer pleasure, the sensation too hard to continue.
No! Stop!
Ah! She tries to get away, the pleasure too hard for her to bear.
Not yet.
Not yet satisfied, you flip her over, pressing her deeper into the mattress.
Yes!
Forcing her legs open, stretching them wide.
See, you don't want me to stop.
And your cock again enters her boiling pussy. While your cock continues destroying her sense of rationality. Her moans fill the room as your cock fills up her insides.
How's she able to keep going? Is this the same woman who came the moment I touched her pussy? Fuck, woman!
Getting up and flipping her leg up, you turn her to the side. Her trembling is apparent under your touch.
Do you want my dick?
Her muffled pleads are all the confirmation you need, but you push further purely out of sheer wanting.
Does your pussy want my cock?
Yes!
Yes, what? Only because you asked nicely.
Finally, your length goes back in as you lean forward. Amy's leg hooking behind your shoulder.
Hook of the leg! Nope, not that.
Fast, please.
Per request, your thrusts become harder. Faster. Aggressive even.
Aggressive even.
Your face is up close. Heavy breaths leaving your mouths.
Oh, yes! Oh, keep fucking me!
Sweet Jesus!
Thrust you never knew you could do, sweat dripping from your forehead.
Thrust you never knew you could do. Damn! This is the sex to end all sex. After this, they're gonna have to make sex too.
Amy's pussy squeezing you for dear life.
Close!
Me too.
She grabs your shoulders, climax nearing.
I know there wasn't a lot of emotion in that, but, you know.
With an uncontrollable twitch, her nails dig into the back of your neck.
Fucking
With a final grunt, you thrust yourself completely inside her. The deepest parts of Amy's pussy.
Shit! Ugh, fuck, I came inside!
As a moment passes, your cum flows out from her pussy, mixed with her own juices.
She's gonna kill me!
Looking up to see Amy's reaction,
Wait, did she... Oh yeah, forgot she passes out after climaxing, but my goodness. What a sex, folks. My god, that was a fantastic fucking.
Finding enough strength to get up, you get dressed.
What do I do with Amy, though? Do I just leave or clean her up a bit? Even though the day's gonna reset, I don't want someone barging in and seeing her like this. Not really sure why I feel this protective of her.
You managed to get her under the covers, covering her lewd appearance.
That should do it.
Yes. Give me a hot dog.
She's adorable.
Glancing at Amy one last time before taking your leave, you lock Amy's door behind you, pushing the key back into her room under the door. Realizing the party's almost over, you head home, ready for the well-deserved rest. Your body relaxes against the soft sheets, the ceiling pressuring you deeper into the mattress. The familiar noise of your neighbor abusing the lawnmower sounds like a lullaby at this point.
Why'd I think it'd be different this time?
A deep sigh leaves your lips, letting you get out of bed.
Here we go again, I guess.
Almost in a daze, you go through your usual morning routine. Although you can't help but feel something's off.
Why do I feel like I'm missing something?
Suspiciousness runs out as you're unable to get to the bottom of its roots. In the end, you decide the best course of action is to ignore it.
Whatever, I don't have time. Actually, I got plenty of it.
Hopelessness replaces the agitating feeling, allowing depression, you tried so hard to push down, rise to the surface.
Whatever. Let's just get through another Friday.
You finish dressing up and head downstairs. The sound of oil sizzling in the kitchen passes by your ears.
Megan's making breakfast as usual.
As you're about to announce yourself, the word usual echoes in your mind, stopping you in your tracks.
Actually, I'm not in the mood. I just like to be alone.
You proceed towards the door quietly, letting your presence go unnoticed. Walking out, the familiar courtyard comes to view.
What the?
Unaware of your feet taking you to the end of a standard path, you take a moment to accustom your thoughts.
Whatever. At least the weather's nice. Just thinking about going through rain and mud on repeat makes me want to kill myself. Although, why do I keep getting this weird feeling? It's almost like something's different. Just can't put my finger on it. I don't see anything there. Whatever, it's probably nothing. Damn, it's hard to relax today for some reason.
Brushing it off again, you let your feet carry you once more, proceeding towards the college. Once inside, you look around searching for, well, anyone.
It's so empty. Where is everyone? Did class start? How long was my walk?
Out of nowhere, warmth collides with your back, but the familiar feeling stops you from panicking.
Ellie.
Hey, hot stuff. How do you know it was me?
Alright, we're gonna end it right there because I have no idea what to do, but this is a very interesting possible closer to the episode. We might be getting to the end of season 2, which has been a long-running episode, guys. Alright, so this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time with more Lust Theory season 2. I'm out.